This book is dedicated to Chelsea Elizabeth Manning, whistleblower, patriot, prisoner of conscience. Forward by Paul Krasner. Why was Michelle shocked, shell-shocked? How come people were checking to see if there was an app for tarring and feathering her? That was the mood when she got into trouble on stage for misunderstood outspokenness that might endanger her career. Ironically, the very core of that career was based on her outspokenness, from singing sweet and sour songs to wearing an American flag transformed into a burqa covering her head. And it has also been that, as an individual, she's found that copyfighting what she refers to as content thieves of her music is a necessity. As a way of introducing that battle, contrast her experience with my own encounter with a humongous corporation. One of my comedy albums, Irony Lives, was recorded in February 2002 in Los Angeles. Dan Castellaneta, who does the voice of Homer on The Simpsons, graciously agreed to introduce my performance, which he did from an offstage microphone, in order to maintain the image of that blustery animated cartoon character. However, the attorneys at Fox TV wanted to hear the whole album before granting permission to include the introduction, and they asked for 7 copies of the tape. Finally, in June, I was informed by an attorney for Artemis Records that, unfortunately, Fox declined our request, and in doing so, failed to go into any detail as to what their reasons were. It may have been because the album included such tracks as Terrorist Attacks, In the Guise of Security, and My Cannabis Cup Runneth Over. Naturally, I leaked the band introduction to my own website, paulkrasner.com, which then crashed because there were so many hits. Ironically, more people heard the intro there than would have heard it on Irony Lives. Well, Fox may own Homer's voice, when it's done by Dan Castellaneta, that is, but they do not own my tape of his introduction. Whoever thought that Homer Simpson would be considered an intellectual property?
Don't!
And so it came to pass that the spirit of Michelle's misadventure has been captured in this unique book that you're holding in your hands, or reading on a screen, or listening on an audiobook. Bootleg This is peppered with style, wit, out-of-sight insights, and yeah, lots of love. You got a problem with that? Michelle has been consistently and courageously keeping her balance while journeying along a tightrope between social media and consumer exploitation, never stopping for a nanosecond to pander to a loyal audience that's serving as her net. Reality shows, but truth lives. Paul Krasner is the author of Who's to Say What's Obscene? Politics, Culture, and Comedy in America Today, City Lights Press. I promised Perrin I would write, set straight the record made that night. The match that set that field alight was truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God versus reality.